This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. The fiscal conditions of state and governments will steadily decline through 2060 because of rising health care costs. This has become a major issue in the news. A federal watchdog agency said Wednesday, but it added a short-term pressure that's eased over the last year. It says almost all state and local governments must end their fiscal years with balanced budgets. That's a novel concept. As their costs rise in one area, they have to cut spending in another or raise taxes to cover the new demands. Medicaid, the healthcare program for the poor that states operate with federal reimbursements, takes up about a third of the state budgets. And the Medicaid spending will likely grow as federal healthcare plan encourages more people to enroll. Meanwhile, health insurance costs for state and local retirees and employees are projected to grow about more than the gross national product. The GAO anticipates their health-related cost will be about 8.3% in 2060, more than double that share. Right. Interesting to see what's going on with the budgets and how much healthcare really does take up, because it's actually pretty amazing, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be getting any better. We'll be seeing what's going to happen all the way around. Tara in Wichita, Kansas, she writes, I suffer with kidney stones, and I was told both my kidneys are full of them. I love raw spinach. This is one of my favorite foods. Is this bad? Well, it's you don't really need to look at it that way so much, Tara. Kidney stones can be, there's some genetic involvement to it. Just know that what mom and dad had, there's some genetic components. But for the most part, if you want to look at it from more of a nutritional perspective, most people that have kidney stones and they get them on a semi-regular basis, they have an issue with what's called oxalic acid. And the oxalic acid is, you can't break it down very well. And that's what's found in the dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, those sorts of things. Although those foods are really good for you, we know that. They're very healthy. And you get a lot of vitamin K, of course, a lot of chlorophyll, and a lot of great, great nutrients out of those foods. But if your body can't break down oxalic acid very well, then it's going to cause the calcium oxalate stones to form, which in essence are the kidney stones, and can be kind of painful, obviously. And it's just not worth it. When you can do broccoli or asparagus and other green vegetables that maybe they don't fall in that deep green line, that will cause an issue with the oxalic acid. So just switch over to other green vegetables and stay off of those, and you should not have an issue. The calcium that forms with the oxalate stones is something you can't avoid. That's something that is a constant regulator in our body. Our body always seeks to balance calcium, but it's that oxalic acid that becomes a challenge with some people. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. If you're not in the social media world, you need to jump in. Why? Because that's where everything's happening. You can jump on Facebook, also Twitter, become fans and all of that kind of fun stuff. Also, the Health Prescription Newsletter is our brand new magazine, e-zine as we call it. It goes out each and every week. Great information with all kinds of health experts that will be adding to that, and great offers that we'll have there that will only be for health prescription subscribers. So you can do that. It's absolutely free. We protect your information, of course. Let's go now to Eric. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show.
I just had a question. I have eczema really bad, and I really didn't get it till this last winter, and it got, you know, really dry out and everything, and I had it tested. I went to the doctor, and they cut a piece out of my skin, and basically all over my whole body.
Yeah, eczema can be a real challenge, but usually there's some pretty easy answers for it, believe it or not. So the good news is that there's a lot you can do for eczema. And here's the challenge. In dermatology, taught so many times that skin conditions are more outside in, and that's the way you treat them is outside in. Creams, lotions, potions, whatever. And they also do it inside out, because for some conditions they'll use antibiotics and several different medications, sometimes cortisone, or they'll do, you know, a lot of different types of therapies for it. But the reality is that all skin conditions, unless it's like a staph infection, all skin conditions, I mean an external staph infection, are inside out. And so usually with eczema, it's a deficiency. Number one, it's an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. So cod liver oil, or a good omega-3 oil, really good to consider. And when I say, when you're at the point where you've got eczema in multiple spots like that, you're heavily deficient in omega-3s, you might want to consider doing 2 or 3 tablespoons a day and just kind of follow the bottle. And most cod liver oil bottles will give you the dosage for adults and kids and all that. So just, you want to look at that and follow what's on the label. That's one thing. Zinc is always a deficiency with eczema too, that you might want to look into. And, of course, you can get all this stuff at a health food store and talk to the folks there that wherever you get it. And I'm sure they'll be helpful to you in that regard. So zinc, omega-3 fatty acids, and then there's usually food allergies associated with eczema as well. Now, stress can be another thing, but food allergies are associated with it as well. So the top two foods to avoid when you're having a major skin reaction, especially with eczema, number one, cow's milk, dairy. So any type of yogurt, milk, all of those products, cheese, they need to go for at least about 3 weeks. And then also gluten products, which gluten is a protein found in all, well, not all, most grains. Anything you're going to get at the supermarket for the most part is going to have gluten in it. And that means, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods. Now, Eric, you don't eat those kind of foods, do you, right now on a regular basis?
I eat pasta. I'm actually lactose intolerant, so I don't eat dairy products basically at all. Once in a while, but you know, pizza, stuff like that. But I do eat a lot of pasta. So
yeah. So cutting out, I'm talking about any grains. Now the whole pasta deal, anything with the grain in it, the flour, you want to come off that for 7.5 weeks. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to come out of the system. And when you're dealing with eczema at the level that you are, then it's really important to look at that. So I know you've already been to your dermatologist probably 1,000 times to figure it out. So that might be something, once you look into some of those ideas, you might want to mention that to them when you go and see how your body responds. I will tell you this, one little ace in the hole for skin conditions are probiotics. And literally, for myself, I can tell you this, because I've had sensitive skin, I've dealt with eczema and things in the past, and, of course, eliminating the food groups made a big difference. But I'll tell you that I would take about 12 probiotics a day myself, and it would clear pretty much any skin condition up. And it's pretty amazing because it's kind of the opposite of antibiotics. It actually puts the good bacteria back in your digestive tract and can help clear that up and balance the gut. You balance the gut, you'll balance the skin. Thanks for the call.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. You know, alcohol can be linked to cancer. A new burden study shows out of Europe. It says almost 10% of all cancers in men and about 3% of women in Western Europe are now caused by people drinking too much alcohol, scientists have just recently found. German researchers analyzed the data from France, Italy, Spain, Britain, the Netherlands, Greece, Germany, and Denmark and found 50,000 out of a total 79,000 cases of certain types of cancers, including bowel and throat tumors in 2008, were caused by people drinking more than the recommended limits of alcohol. Many cancer cases could have been avoided if alcohol consumption was limited to 2 alcoholic drinks per day in men and 1 alcoholic drink per day in women. How much are these people drinking? The recommendations of many health organizations, said Madeline Schultz of the German Institute of Human Nutrition, who led the study, said a standard drink contains about 12 grams of alcohol, which is equivalent to about 125 milliliters, which is a glass of wine or half a pint of beer. Many people just don't know what drinking alcohol can increase and how it can increase their cancer risk, said Sarah Holm, director of health information for the Charity of Cancer Research in the UK. She noted that in Britain, mouth cancer has become much more common in the last 10 years, and the one reason for this could be the higher levels of drinking, the study reflects. And according to the International Agency of Research of Cancer, part of the World Health Organization, there is a causal link between alcohol consumption and liver cancer, breast cancer or colon cancer, and bowel cancer, cancers of the upper digestive tract, such as the mouth, throat, and esophageal cancer. So we've known for a while, we've always known that alcohol is a depressant to the body, and it's very hard on the liver. In America, we always talk about liver issues, cirrhosis of the liver, and that sort of thing, which can be deadly. It can, because when your liver goes, it's one of those vital organs that we need to function. But now that we're linking it even more to cancer, something that we all need to be alarmed about, because putting the alcohol in the system every now and then, you know, the whole everything is in moderation is true. The whole glass of wine every single day for overall heart health and all that is a bunch of bunk, by the way. There are studies about it. I just don't buy into it because the alcohol is, it doesn't outweigh the benefits of the antioxidants that are in the wine. So that's just a great example. You can get more out of your foods than you can out of a glass of wine. So every now and then, no problem. But to do it all the time, even daily, is just too much. And I've seen it with too many people at too many levels of their life and how it's destroyed their life, how it has caused cancer and how it's caused liver damage and all of that. And it's not worth it. And people get locked into it. It becomes their friend. It becomes their comfort in times of stress in life. And then they just stick with it. And it just destroys their life, and it's just not worth it. So I'm glad more studies are coming out about cancer, because it seems like liver conditions really isn't enough to scare a lot of people. You know, it's amazing how we operate on fear. And when fear comes in, whether it's a diagnosis or it's the potential of a diagnosis, it makes us perk up a little bit. We start to think a little bit differently about what we're putting inside of our bodies and how we're treating our bodies. But the problem is that once you get a diagnosis, a lot of times it can be more on the too late kind of side. And we have to be careful because 80% of the body will break down typically before we experience our first symptom. And so you have to be real careful with that, because the body could be broken down at 40 and 50%. You don't even know it. And you could be headed toward a health challenge or a disease process and really not even know it. So being careful with that is an absolute key. And especially watching alcohol now, I think it's a great thing. It's a great message for our country
with how much of an issue it is with so many people. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go now to Doug. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
How can I help?
My problem is I used to run all the time and probably was real bad on me, but I always ran on concrete. And then my knees started bothering me a little bit, probably when I was in my early 40s and still played ball and everything. And then I went to a Schlim Airdyne bike. I put over 25,000 miles on it. But then my butt couldn't take it anymore. It was just too hard on my butt. So anyways, in the year 2000, I had a valve repaired in my heart. And then, the year 2003, they replaced that valve that they repaired. So I've got a treadmill. And I try to put, 2 miles on it, every other day. It takes me about 47 minutes. But my knees are just, they're getting where, when I get off it, the next day, they really hurt. So what can I do to keep my, put my heart rhythm and rate and all that up without getting on a treadmill? Because my knees just aren't there. I'm 77 years old, and there ain't no way I even think about changing the plastic knees or whatever.
No, I get it. Well, are you eating a healthy diet? I mean, are you staying, tell me a little bit about your diet, and I'll tell you a little bit about what's making your knees hurt.
Okay, I'm a diabetic.
Okay.
Right now, every morning, they've got me in my diet enough where my blood level's between 95 and 120. So
No. Hold on a minute. What are you eating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a quick rundown.
Okay, just
10-second rundown.
I had a slice of toast with peanut butter and sugar-free jelly and a bowl of Cheerio cereal.
That's all I need to hear. Stop right there. Here's the deal. In your diet, when you're dealing with any kind of joint pain, you've got to cut out two food groups. One, cow's milk, dairy. The other one is any type of grain. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any flour-based foods because it contains gluten. And gluten is a protein that will literally raise so much inflammation in the gut, it will cause arthritis in many different instances. So cutting out the grains, cutting out cow's milk, dairy. I'd switch over from peanut butter, go with almond butter or cashew butter. Those are better options. In my book, Empowering Your Health, if you don't have a copy, I want to encourage you to get one. I've got an entire food list in there that will show you the foods that will take away inflammation and the foods that will actually, you know, that cause it. And then using omega-3 fatty acids at a high level, those, and then getting your vitamin D levels checked, making sure vitamin D is between about 70 and 90 on the blood test. All of that is very, very important for overall joint health, and keeping vitamin C levels at a moderate level too will help rebuild collagen, which can help tremendously.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. The World Health Organization says the misuse of irrational use of antibiotics has undermine the global fight against tuberculosis and malaria, warning of a possible return to the days before drugs were developed. That's kind of scary. It means that we've kind of misused these antibiotics, overused them, and it's causing a resurgence of these diseases. So an estimated 440,000 new cases of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis were reported last year in nearly 60 countries across the globe. Xinying So, which is the WHO Regional Director for Western Pacific Area, said in a statement, "At the same time, other age-old diseases are on the rise with the possibility of no cure." That's no cure, Chen said, calling on WHO's 193 member states to commit resources to adopt policies to fight a growing problem of drug resistance. Antimicrobial resistance is a global concern, not only because it kills, but because it increases health costs and the threat and threatens patient care. So the WHO used World Health Day on Thursday to launch its Combat Drug Resistance, No Action Today, No Cure Tomorrow policy. So apart from tuberculosis, which is said to have been contained decades ago, the WHO said the fight against malaria was being hampered by the emergence of a strain resistant to the frontline drug. And so similarly, the treatment for gonorrhea was threatened by growing resistance in the last line treatment. And the WHO said hospital-acquired superbugs, as they called them, which are resistant to major antibiotics, this is similar to like MRSA, were becoming increasingly frequent. So in 2001, the WHO developed a global strategy to check antimicrobial resistance, but it said the measures have not been widely implemented. So while action is needed, commitment, implementation, and accountability have lagged behind, meaning all the physicians need to get on board with this concept and not be over-prescribing antibiotics. So we're very quick. I mean, physicians are always very quick to go to an antibiotic, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of things that they really do knock out, especially if you're kind of scratching your head and you're trying to figure out what's going on with the patient. Then, you know, doing one of your first lines is always going to be, or in a lot of cases, antibiotic treatment, because it's kind of one of those things where typically the thought has been no harm, no foul. If it works, it works, and it clears an infection. If it doesn't, then it's not really the infection causing the problem, and you move on to something else. So it's kind of a rule out for a lot of things that would come into more of a primary care office, and that's why they're used so often, because they work, and you know they probably are being used a little bit too much. We know that on the front end. And so it's leading, you know, and that's, of course, this is not really talking about America. This is more in other countries, but it is probably leading. You got to think, they don't have, in a lot of third world countries, I mean, antibiotics might be one of the only drugs that they have on board. And I mean, you know, where we have just an abundance of pretty much anything you need in America, they don't there. And so they're limited. They're trying to maximize certain drugs to cover for certain illnesses, you know, kind of doing what they can with what they have. So I understand what they're saying here in the study, how it's causing all these issues in other countries. But at the same time, you got to look at their resources in whatever country they're doing a study on and what resources that they do have to treat disease. Because as a physician, too, in those countries, I mean, there's an oath that we take. I mean, there's an oath you take as a physician that, you know, you're going to do basically everything you can to put the patient first, regardless of statistics, regardless of anything else. And, you know, you treat the disease and make sure you're doing everything to serve the person well. And so if you've only got limited resources, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is how it's going to cause, you know, a drug-resistant strain if you've got a person there with some massive infection. And so you're just doing what you can. So there's an argument for both sides. It really is. And, you know, and I definitely can see it from both sides. But it is something we need to keep our eyes on, because having a resurgence of a drug-resistant TB to come to America, or malaria to ever get here in that wave, would be a tragedy. And you think the whole swine flu deal was freaking everybody out and had news media freaking out and had us freaking out. You haven't seen anything yet. You see drug-resistant TB come to America. That would be a nightmare. 888-283-7272. Check us out. If you haven't signed up for Facebook and Twitter, you need to. Get into the social media world. Also, our brand new e-news magazine is going to be starting out, called The Health Prescription. You want to sign up for that. It's absolutely free. Costs nothing. We're going to have great experts and great information. It will go out each and every week, and it will come right to your email box. We do protect all your information. Not going to get spammed and all that sort of thing, so don't worry about that. We're very protective of your info. 888-283-7272. 72. Let's go now to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I wanted to call with a thank you. I went on your gluten-free diet and the, I forget what you call them, the Fabulous Four.
That's a good way to put it. It's the Foundational Four. But I'll take the Fabulous Four. We call it the Fab Four.
Yeah. Okay. Earlier this year, I went on three rounds of antibiotics because I had an ear infection that we just could not clear up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not, and all that time, I did not get a yeast infection, which is very unusual for me.
Yeah, that is. Well, it's unusual for a lot of people.
For 6 or 7 weeks, I didn't get a yeast infection. And then later on, I went out to a local park with my camera and started taking pictures of spring flowers and stuff. And I wanted to get a picture of the sun coming up through a flower. So anyway, I went down into the grass, and totally forgetting I'm allergic to grass, and also that I'm allergic to insect bites and stings, like anaphylactic reactions.
Okay.
And so they've been chiggers and stuff in that grass.
So you're down rolling around in the grass, taking pictures, totally forgetting about the fact that you have all kinds of allergic reactions to these things, and it's not even affecting you. You get done taking pictures, and you're thinking, wait a minute, why am I not having a reaction?
Exactly. I did have my EpiPen on hand, but it was hours later that I realized, hey, okay.
That's great.
It is. It's like it saved my life because, I mean, I've actually gone through anaphylaxis a number of times, 2 or 3 times a year, and I just totally forgot about it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you've been following the diet for how long? 7 months?
No, a year.
A year, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see, that's what happens when you start following, and it's not that it's just some miracle diet, but it what happened is we've compiled all the foods that will cut out inflammation from the body, and we have compiled the foods that will bring health back to the body in the right amount of nutrients as far as proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And when your body starts breaking down your food again, which, you know, and that's the key, because most people, they don't break their foods down. They're only breaking down and using maybe 15 to 20% of the foods they're eating every single day rather than the 80 or 90% that we need to be using. And so you can't really make the good new healthy cells. So if you've got all these excess proteins that don't break down, that you can't use, then you've got all these excess protein molecules floating around in the bloodstream. And that becomes the problem, because that's where the body, if the basophils make histamine out of the mast cells, these mast cells or basophils, they produce histamine. And when you're producing so much histamine because of the excess proteins that aren't breaking down and the body can't utilize, you develop these allergies. And that's where you start reacting to anything and everything, from pollen to ragweed to cat dander and animal dander. You know, we keep doing the same things over and over again and expect a different result. It's the definition of insanity. And you're not an insane person. So you decided that you wanted to get well. You decided that you wanted to do something different. You decided that you wanted to make a shift in your life, and you wanted to make sure that you did some different things. And so you did. And now you're reaping the benefits. And that's what's so encouraging for so many people, is to know that life can be different. That health is not just about losing weight, which that's important to be at a good ideal weight. But it's also about clearing things out on the inside out and making the inside of the body healthy, where it can function at a very high level, so you can function at a high level, so you can be everything you were designed to be. And I'm so excited for you, Elizabeth. I'm just excited that you, those things are cleared up, that you're not dealing with yeast infections. You're not dealing with the little nagging things in life that have always been a challenge, and that you're living at a higher level, which is a really cool thing to see. So thanks so much for the call, for your story, And I know it encouraged me, if anything else, but I know it encouraged some other folks as well. Alice in Chattanooga, Tennessee, one of my favorite cities, says, I have a problem with warts popping up on my hands every now and then. I try over-the-counter stuff, freezes them, but they always come back. Any ideas? Well, yeah, I've got a great idea. It's not that a frog kissed you, which is the old wives' tale, but it's actually caused by the human papillomavirus, HPV, on the inside. Stay away from almonds and dark chocolate because they'll increase viral activity in the body. Think about using L-lysine. It's an amino acid that you can get at any health food store that's an antiviral. Also look at burdock and also cat's claw. They can also be beneficial when you're looking at viral infections in the body.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back. Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. Errors that are still common in U.S. hospitals. About one in three people in the United States will encounter some kind of mistake during their hospital stay. U.S. researchers said this past Thursday, the finding, which is based on a new tool for measuring hospital errors, is about 10 times higher than estimates using older methods, suggesting that work remains in efforts to improve health quality. Without a doubt, we've seen improvements in healthcare over the past decade and even pockets of excellence, but overall progress has been amazingly low, they said Susan Denser, actually editor-in-chief of Health Affairs, which published several studies on a special issue on patient safety. The special issue came 10 years after the influential Institute of Medicine report that found significant gaps in health quality. It's clear that we still have a great deal of work to do in order to achieve a healthcare system that is consistently high quality. So you said the safe and effective, patient-centered, efficient, timely, and devoid of disparities in care that's not based on race, racial ethnicity, Denser said. Medical errors can range from bed sores to objects left in the body after surgery. Let me tell you, that is true. I mean, and I'm not a surgeon, but I've been a part of many surgeries and assisted in many surgeries. And I'll tell you this, that is so easy, and it's scary how easy it is to happen. And working with a surgeon not too long ago, and just doing a simple procedure, cholecystectomy, taking out a gallbladder, and it was pretty amazing. There was an instrument left, not an instrument. There was a suture, a tool, a little plastic piece left, and it caused infection. Had to go back in and take it out. It happens, and I'm telling you, and it's amazing. And when I say it happens, you got to think about this. Nobody's perfect, and surgeons have a lot of stress on them, and to watch all that has to go on, these kind of things can happen, but there are errors that do take place. Now, bed sores and different patient care that happens in the rooms, that's a different story. But yeah, things can happen in surgery. It's not life-threatening. It's more annoying, and you know, the infection could get dangerous, but by the time they catch it and do antibiotics and whatnot, for those kind of things, it's not that big of a deal, but it's more annoying than anything. And it's frustrating, and it leads to a little bit less of patient care. But I'm just defending a little bit on the surgeon side in this note, because these things do happen and people are human. But it's interesting to see how the errors are kind of accumulating to the point where maybe we're moving too fast with patients, and maybe we're getting to a place where the time issue is affecting the quality. I think that is the case. Definitely more the primary care setting. I think one of the reasons is because, and again, we're going to get back to the insurance companies. The insurance companies have cut reimbursements so much for the physician. So you take a $95 office visit and the physician ends up getting $30. What do you think is going to happen? It's now instead of the good old days where the physician sits down, crosses their leg and just sits down with you for 30 minutes and talks to you about your health challenge. Those days are over. And it's not the physician's fault. See, it makes it look like the doctor doesn't care. That's what's frustrating to me. The challenge is that the insurance companies, they're cut reimbursements to the point where the doctors, they can't spend that amount of time. They got to spend 5 minutes with the person. So they got to see three patients to make what they used to can make for one person. And so it makes the doctor look like that they don't care anymore. You know, what happened to the old days with a black bag and sit down and home visits and all that? It just, those days are over. Because the insurance companies aren't willing to reimburse. Now, if they change their tune and increase reimbursements to the physician, you're going to get higher quality patient care. It just is what it is. It's a frustrating cycle that so many people are seeing nowadays. And it's challenging, even being when you're a physician and you can see these sorts of things, it's a real challenge all the way around. Quote for the day, Bob Newhart. It says, laughter gives us distance. It allows us to step back from an event, deal with it, and then move on. Let's go to RD. RD, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call there.
Yes, sir.
I've got a friend. His wife is, she's been, I guess it's been a month now that she's been sick, throwing up, and hard to keep anything down. And she's been to the doctor, and they give her some stuff for nausea the first little bit, and then they decided it was her gallbladder. They took that out. And then they said it was some kind of stomach bacteria, and they gave her some antibiotics, I think ampicillin. And nothing has really changed from day one as far as her. And she's not in any pain, had any pain. It's just sick.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of at a loss as to what the... I think she's scheduled to see a gastroenterologist maybe even today or yesterday. One of them.
Okay, so... So right now, they just don't know. Right now, they're just kind of, everybody's scratching their head.
Yeah, and my understanding, they ran a scope down in her stomach and didn't seem to find anything. I just don't have a lot of trust in them. I don't know if they just shooting in the dark or if they actually know what they're doing. It's kind of seems like in a month's time and, they put her in the hospital a couple times and give her an IV, and it's just, I don't know, it's still the same.
What I would do in this case, first of all, I would have faith in the physicians that are working with her, and I know it's frustrating. And, the thing is, it's probably frustrating for them as well, and just so you know that. I mean, the goal for any physician is to do tests and to really figure out what's going on. And with all the education that we have, it can be frustrating sometimes. I do think that nutrition is not taken in enough account from the primary care side but it's coming on. It's coming on a little bit stronger. So what I would do is go see the GI doctor, the gastroenterologist, find out what they say. And if you want to call me back, let's go from there so that we can have some more information. And if not, or you can email me at asaandrew.com. That's the best way to go. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice
on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.